Hello and welcome back to the podcast channel today with me, Kerry Curl, wedding industry business coach for bridal hair and makeup artists. And today I'm joined by a guest that I feel is absolutely the best fit for this topic of conversation. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome in Rachel Cawes.
Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Rachel. It's so good to see you and have you with us today. And I think this is one of the things that I ask lots of our podcast guests, which is to give us your 60-second elevator pitch about you and your beautiful business in the wedding industry.
Sure, yeah, thank you, Kerry. So, I have been a bridal makeup specialist for about 18 years now, and I'm based in the West Sussex, Hampshire, and Surrey areas. But more recently, I've trained in hair for brides as well. So I am now a bridal hair and makeup expert in my area. And in my other part of my life, I am also an educator. So I've been a FE lecturer working in a further education college for also about 18 years. So education kind of comes very naturally with me when I'm working with my brides. I can't help myself kind of wanting to share and impart knowledge with them so that they are getting the best possible results from things like their skincare and their hair care and their preparation for their big special day so that they can feel that they are as pampered and as best prepared as they can be for the best results.
Love that. I love that. And just to say, Rachel is a part of our group program. She has been now for quite a while, actually, Rachel. Do you know specifically how long you've been
It's about 10 months.
with us?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
can't. Yeah, it has been about 10 months now. Which is
And so,
amazing.
lots and lots of things have happened transformationally. I have really enjoyed your watching your journey in our group program. And I just know these questions are going to be so juicy. You're going to give great advice to others. And, it's all around hard lessons and mindset today, which, always is a barrier to success. So I want to ask you these questions, Rachel, and let's unpack how you feel about these things. So let's go with the first one. So can you share with us one of the most challenging things you've experienced while running your online hair and makeup business? And how did you get through it?
I think, well, do you know what? A couple of things are coming to mind. I've had several challenges along the way, and I think you just have to take them in your stride. So I think something that comes to mind is realizing that you've got to be really visible. And everybody handles that realization quite differently. But for me, the sort of person that I am, I don't think I appreciated just how visible I needed to be. And that meant that I needed to show up and my face. I needed to show my face on my profile. I needed to have visibility in a multitude of places. So, for example, directories, social media, my website. When I joined the IC, can you believe that I didn't even have a website? Which is just like, yeah, I can't believe that. But I now have a website and it is working really hard for me, which is great. But just having that realization that your online presence is just so important. But with that comes challenges as well, because the more active you are online, the more engagement you get from others, and that is, on the whole, it is hugely positive. But sometimes when you're interacting with that, you see the negative sides of it as well, and that can be completely down to, I think, your mindset towards yourself, your own confidence, your business, your perception of other people around you that are doing similar things. So I feel my answer to this question is twofold. It's like the massive realization of just how present you have to be, and you've got to break through those comfort zones and those barriers and get your face out there in as many places as brides could possibly be looking. And that means showing up yourself. But secondly, is just having that mindset around embracing just how many people around you are doing the same thing and creating a mental separation from that as well.
Yeah, that leads us on really into the next question, which is competition is absolutely fierce in the wedding industry.
Yes.
Have you ever experienced any setbacks due to competition? And how are you getting over, how are you overcoming those thoughts and feelings?
Well, you're absolutely right with the way you framed that question. It is mostly thoughts and feelings. And I'm really into this stuff, this psychology behind everything. And I am learning that so much of our experience is determined by our perception of a situation. So I work on that all the time. Like I'm always having a talking to myself, having a little word with myself and saying, now come on, Rachel. You're in the middle of a reaction to something right now, so let's have some time and we'll come back to it later. So something might happen for me. I might notice that somebody in the local area to me is doing something very similar to me, for example. My instant response to that will be, oh my God, they're doing it too, so I can't do it. They're doing it better than I am, so I should just give up. I should just not bother trying. So there can be some setbacks in that sense with competition. But do you know what? There is always going to be competition. And Kerry, you said something to somebody else in one of our power hours quite some time ago now, and it's really stuck with me because I've wanted to come back to you with a similar question. And I was like, Rachel, you don't need to ask this question because you know what Kerry's going to say to you, and you can just say it to yourself. And the answer is, when you're having one of those moments and you're thinking, do you know what? I can't do this. There's too many others that are doing it better. You just need to say, do you know what? Nobody does it like you do. Stay in your lane and stop looking sideways and just do what you want to do. And I think that tends to be, might take me a day, might take me 48 hours to come to that realization. But whenever I have a little moment in regards to competition, or I feel a lack of confidence or something, I think I just have to adjust my mindset, center myself a little bit, and just say, do you know what? I'm not going to stop this because this is what I want. This is what I'm best at. And you said yourself, Kerry, you've got to stay in your lane. You've got to not look at what other people are doing and not letting it in. And do you know what? I actually, this might be controversial, but I have muted so many other people that I follow them, I interact with them when I choose to. And that's a big thing as well, is choosing when you're in the right frame of mind to interact and when you're not, and pulling back from that when you need to. So a lot of other suppliers that do the same thing as me, I actually mute them on social media so I'm not being served their content all the time because I know the impact that it has on me.
I think that's such good advice for everybody listening. And I love to hear that you have solved this problem quite early on, I think, in your journey, because a lot of people that come fresh into the IC, they absolutely have, imposter syndrome, their competition bothers them. They're either very competitive or they're the opposite and they make them shrink back. And I said this to you before, it's like being in a gym, right? There's always going to be someone really bench pressing and being very loud in the corner. And there's going to be someone else over there that's just doing some heavy running, and you can hear their treadmill. And I'm just going in every day, just doing my little sit-ups every day, just minding my own business. And that's how it is. So I love the fact that you are able to share that because I know how crippling it can be. Rachel, building and maintaining a strong online presence is critical for your success. So, can you think of anything else you've done on social media that has helped you and given you some great valuable lessons?
I mentioned earlier about showing up, showing your face on a frequent basis. It took me quite some time before I felt ready to do that. And I was so cringe about it. Like, my husband bought this amazing, like this. It's like a selfie stick, but it's a tripod. It's got lights on it. It's got a remote control, so you can do things from a distance. It's amazing. And he saw that I had the need for that, and I didn't open it from the box. I didn't even break the seal for about 2 months because I was just like, "Oh, the YouTube influencers do that. That's not me." So, the social media showing up and showing your face has made a real difference to me, because when I started doing it, it was the game changer in terms of engagement with my audience. And for so long, I think I must have asked you this question quite early on. I was like, right, I'm following the strategy. I'm doing my stories. I'm doing so many of them, and I'm posting quite frequently, and I've got a consistent plan, but I'm just not getting the engagement. I'm not having conversation with my audience. And then going live or doing videos on stories and things where I'm actually speaking to my audience, that was the game changer for me. That was what really shifted things. And I was like, oh, okay, all right, I can see results here. Let's crack on. I've just got to move through this. This is a Rachel thing. So I can just push it to one side and just move forward with it. So that's what I did. And I think for me, that's really made a shift. But what I didn't appreciate was what that was going to do for my self-confidence. So that selfie stick tripod thing that I still don't know what to call is now permanently out on the sideboard, because I reach for it quite frequently. And whether it's recording reels, getting a bit of B-roll for some future things that I haven't even planned yet, or if I'm actually talking to camera. And my kids, this is hysterical. Like, I've always got young children running around in the background, but they see that stick up on its three legs and they shut the door and they start whispering.
That just reminds me of when you unpacked that dolly head on your Instagram stories and your daughter screamed and ran away.
Yeah, she did. It's so fun. They're getting used to it just as much as I am.
And actually, that leads us on to the next question, which is maintaining work-life balance is actually a real struggle for a lot of hair and makeup artists. So can you share like a personal experience where you found it challenging to juggle the demands of running an online bridal business and your personal life? And what strategies have you put in place to, have a better work-life balance?
Well, firstly, yeah, it's really tough because I'm always doubting myself. I have highs and lows all the time, and I'm always saying, yes, Rachel, come on, you can do this. And then just 2 days later, or even a day later, I'll be like, do you know what? This is too much. I can't manage it all. So the peaks and troughs, they're really, really tough. And you just have to acknowledge that they're going to come whether you like it or not. And what you have to tell yourself in the moment is, do you know what? I've been here before. I recognize this feeling and I know it's not going to last. So let's just ride it out, let it happen, and tomorrow will be a better day. So I've had a lot of that. For me, that was the beginning of my journey. And a lot of that lacking of confidence came because I have so many plates to keep spinning. I still have my lecturing job, I have a part-time job as well, and I'm building my business, my bridal hair and makeup business. And the thing that drives me and the thing that makes me so determined to push forward with this and ride through those low days is the fact that I get such a high when I do this. Like, the feeling when I have a business success or I get a booking for one of my ideal clients, that high comes from nothing else other than something I've created by myself. And I want more of that. And it's addictive. It must hit like a certain part of the brain where, like opiates and heroin hits as well, because it's addictive. And I definitely am driven forward by that. So I think that motivation has actually helped me to find the smallest of opportunities to just chip away. And that's what I tell myself is like, just keep chipping away, just keep taking steps forward. Don't sit still. Don't let that lack of confidence freeze you. And if I keep chipping away, I find that I'm motivated to do more and more and more. And something else you have said, Kerry, that stuck with me so much. I think one day you were talking about why you don't clean your car. Why you get somebody else to do it, because you sit there while somebody else is doing that for you, and you can make more stories, you can make another reel, you can do this, you can do that. And I was like, blinking out, this is like kick yourself, stupid, obvious stuff. Like, my husband drives me to work because we share a car. What am I doing while he's driving? I'm not doing anything. So I can be doing stories. I can be doing this, that, and the other. I can be posting my reels and stuff. So that has really, my motivation and drive for this business has kind of helped me see those pockets of time where I am actually just wasting my time. I'm not achieving anything, and I could have so much more to show for my time. And when you look at the things that I have on my plate, you can say, do you know what? You've actually got enough. Like, don't keep pushing yourself. But on the other hand, using those little windows of time means that when I get home, my content is ready for the next few days because I've done it in the car journey, or I've done stuff on the train journey. And while the dinner was bubbling away, I was doing this, that, and the other. And I think that's what I was lacking before. I was lacking strategy, so I felt blind. You gave me that strategy, so I don't feel blind, which has helped my motivation, which has led to me finding opportunity for something that I want very much. Sorry,
Yeah.
that was such a long answer. I really hope
No,
that answered.
I absolutely love that. Best making use of your time. And one of the things that I always say to you is the fast fish against the big fish. And so what I'm hearing from you as a mentor is I'm filling my time with fast fish money making activities in those down times, And of course we do have our own personal downtime, of course we do, but actually it's utilizing your time better. And I see that with you is that you will fast fish, you will go and implement everything, even the Instagram audit. That normally takes people about a month to implement, but I saw you did that pretty quick.
Yeah, well, all I need is a bit of direction. And I've learned that about myself as well, is if I feel a little bit frozen, like unclear, it's because I just need a bit of strategy. I need somebody to sort of clear the fog in front of me. And Kerry, that's what you give me. Like, that's exactly what I needed from you. And I get that strategy from you. So you kind of clear the way. And then I'm like, okay, I know what I'm doing. I can run with this now. So yeah, I'm more than happy to put in the time and the effort. I just needed somebody to clear the fog.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest gift I can give to any client actually is clarity. Like where you're going, how to do this, and are you on the right path? And that kind of leads me on to my final question, which is what's one of the biggest lessons you've learned from the inner circle? If you can think of one big lesson that you've learned from me, because I do know that every mentor I've had, there's always been one thing I'm like, this really moves the needle on my business for me, or something else. Could be mindset.
Mindset has been, I think, as you've seen in my answer so far, it's a really, really sort of dominating focus for me because it really helps me power forward. But the other main thing that I've learned is that networking and collaboration and sharing and supporting is such a huge part of our success. And you, amongst everybody else that's doing the same as you are definitely stronger as a unit than you are as individual competitors. And we have that. There are so many layers where I see evidence of this since joining the inner circle. And I see this with our community. The support that people give each other is amazing. It's almost like 24/7, like not quite, but people do sleep. But it is almost like that. It kind of reminds me of this. This is so random. This breastfeeding group that I joined, and I really needed it at like 2 a.m. And and I was like, my baby's not feeding, what do I do? And somebody would ping back instantly, like, yeah, I've been there before. This is, you're not alone. That's kind of what the inner circle is like. So it's not that I'm a new mum anymore. It's like I'm building and trying to grow my business. And I had my own business. I had a salon many years ago, maybe 15 years ago. I ran a business back then, and I took a photo of myself, which was my first Facebook profile picture, standing in my salon when I first got Facebook. That's how long ago it was. And social media was so different then. So knowing what I know of running a business back then and comparing it to running a business now, I'm not the new girl because I've been doing this a long time, but I feel like the new girl because I'm learning all over again with how to have a business online and in today's climate. And that community is just so invaluable for that. But it's not only the community and asking each other questions and bouncing off of each other, it's also collaborating with professionals in the industry. I mean, look at that Gather and Grow event that we attended recently. The vibe, you just walked in the room and it was just like people you've never seen before, almost welcoming you with open arms. And people were hugging each other. And it was like, I've spoken to you for months online and now I'm meeting you. And it was wonderful. And that for me is like what I'm trying to say in a nutshell. We are all stronger as a unit. And if you share and support and reach out and collaborate, then that is, I think, is the key to success here.
Yes, your network is your net worth. And I love
Yes.
that. Yeah, I love
Absolutely.
that. And it's so true, isn't it? And I also say this one, which is who you hang out with is who you become. So when I think back to your journey, Rachel, when you first joined, I think that the mindset was the hardest part for you that you plowed through. And let me tell you, this woman is a Trojan. She came in with so many questions. She was like, I need to get past this. Please help me. These are questions I must. And you've got past that, and things are moving so well in your business. I'm very, very proud of you. And you share lots and lots of wins. And even just last night in our power hour, where you switched a downsell to an upsell and people are coming to you, it wasn't some great things are coming out where you weren't expecting that. And your brides just want even more of you, which is testament to the things you're doing behind the scenes.
Oh, thank you, Kerry, and a huge credit to you. It's your guidance and your clear strategy that has just clicked all of this into place for me. And you've fast-tracked all of the learnings that I would have, or I wouldn't have had half of them probably, but the ones that I have had, you've made them happen quicker for me. You've helped me to take bigger steps at a faster rate than I would have organically. So I appreciate you hugely.
No,
Thank
it's great to see people invest into themselves. It's again, we've had topics of conversation about should you have a coach, did you have a mentor? Well, the proof is in the pudding. You've collapsed all those years of learning and things you probably would never have come across. So you've collapsed at least 5, 6 years of wedding industry knowledge, and now you're out there, smashing it. So I'm really proud of you, Rachel. It's
you.
been a pleasure to have you on my podcast channel today.
Oh,
I love.
thank you. Thank you for having me.
So welcome. And I love to watch and see you grow. And just literally see you on the inside as we do.
Yes. See you there.